Canola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 412, Pensacola Right Now. News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this kind of a chilly Wednesday afternoon.
Yes.
But you warned us.
I did.
It wasn't something that was a surprise. So if you were on the show with us for the past couple of days, he laid it out there and said it's going to get chilly after the front moves through. And you're getting pretty good at this meteorology thing, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, stocks ending mixed today after the latest inflation reading was released. That was not pretty. We'll talk about that this hour. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks ending mixed, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ notched another record close and finished above 20,000 for the first time after the Consumer Price Index for November matched economists' expectations. Tech stocks were the biggest gainers, with Amazon, Google, Apple, and Meta notching record closes, while healthcare lagged, with shares of United Health the biggest drag on the Dow. The Dow winners today: Microsoft, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners: United Health Group, Johnson & Johnson, and Amgen. The Dow falling 99 points for its fifth straight session of losses. The NASDAQ up 348 for its 36th record close of the year. S&P 500 up 49. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, 413 here. One of our top stories here nationally, the head of the FBI resigning. Christopher Wray announced that he will step down from the position at the end of the Biden administration. President-elect Trump has already tapped former Justice Department prosecutor Kash Patel to replace Wray.
That's a perfect example of seeing the cards on the table before they fall.
That is. Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Why not? Why hang around when you know it's inevitable in terms of what's going on? Interesting day in downtown Pensacola today. I got to tell you about this. Florida Power and Light reported power outages in downtown. Happened midday, just about 12:15 or so. There I was sitting and getting my hair cut. The power goes out. So, we just kind of dealt with that, you know. But the seriousness of this, it was a pretty broad outage. It affected local railroad crossings as well. Nearly 800 customers are now back with power. That came on about an hour ago or so. According to Jeff Hunt, owner of the Headhunters Hair Salon I was at, he said it got pretty ugly, but it's okay now.
Huh?
So there you go. It was a mess because all the lights were flashing or not on, or and people just were not adhering to the, treat it as a four-way stop.
Yeah.
Nah.
And that's a pretty basic rule for the roads that you need to know, and a lot of people don't know it.
They have no clue.
All right.
It was an interesting day, let me tell you.
In about 15 minutes, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of A Christmas Story right here on News Radio 92.3. But first, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, we do have our usual evening congestion on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and got a lot of backups on Highway 29. This is if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's just some of our usual spots, and it's not looking too bad. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 54 degrees right now. Tonight's low is going to be 38, clear skies this evening. Tomorrow, another sunny, clear, and all-around beautiful day, high of 57, low of 44.
Okay, the FBI director's story is really circulating across all platforms this afternoon. Yes, Christopher Wray announcing his resignation, and Austin was just talking about this a minute ago. Well, David Spunt, he's at Fox. He's over at the Justice Department, has a new report he just filed.
Christopher Wray, the FBI director, making this announcement in an all-staff town hall with thousands of FBI employees across the country. He says now is his time to go. As you mentioned, he has a 10-year term. All FBI directors do. He was 7 years into his 10-year term, and realistically, he had two options. Wait to be fired by President-elect Donald Trump because Trump announced Kash Patel would take over, or bow out before. He has chosen to bow out before. Wray is a former Republican lawyer, former DOJ prosecutor here in Washington, D.C., hired by Trump in 2017 after Trump fired James Comey after the entire Russia investigation probe.
My goodness. Such a web.
Not much luck with FBI directors.
Yeah, it seems like there's some pretty polarizing figures there. Let's see. In the state of Florida, citrus production is down across the entire state. A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the Sunshine State is expected to produce roughly 6 million fewer boxes of oranges this season compared to the previous one, which ended in July. Hurricane Milton's destruction is listed as one of the main reasons behind this anticipated decline. In addition to oranges, the new forecast is also expecting a drop in grapefruit and tangerine productions. If everything is correct, Florida's citrus industry would experience its smallest harvest this season in more than a century.
417 News Radio 92.3. Then there were five. The annual Keep the Wreath Green Fire Safety Campaign has added three additional red bulbs to that fire safety wreath. Blazes were reported on Hill Drive. That is in the Brentwood community. A residential structure fire on Bowman Avenue in Cantomat. And firefighters responded to a multi-residential fire. This was in the 3500 block of Mobile Highway. Now, during the month, of course, you know, wreaths are on display at county and city fire stations, including select governmental buildings. Every time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, a green light bulb is replaced with a red one. So there we are. We're at five already this month.
Goodness.
Stop it.
Yeah, cut it out. Yeah. But no, yeah, in all seriousness, we've been, well, I say we, Chris, you've really been the one driving the boat on this, and I appreciate that. You've been talking about, you know, just trying to remind people how to stay safe during this holiday season with heaters and stuff like that.
And we're going to talk about it today as well.
Well, and as we should, clearly. 150 newly arrived immigrants in Florida schools taking part in the Rally to Tally. Spokeswoman Osiris De Lorios says the four-day field trip gives students the opportunity to see firsthand how the legislative system works. The goal is to bring the democratic process alive for students learning about state history and government. And students will also tour the state capitol and four universities, including the University of Florida. So, Rally to Tally.
Okay, things are happening down in South Florida. The man accused of attempting to assassinate President-elect Trump at his Florida golf course was back in federal court today. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has the details from Fort Pierce.
Ryan Ruth is now heading back to federal prison in Miami. His public defenders are asking for a delay of about 10 months. That's because they just have so much digital evidence to comb through, they say. The current trial date of February 10th that's set right now, they say is rust, especially since Ruth faces life in prison if found guilty on the attempted assassination charge. They say they are planning an insanity defense based on witnesses who claim they saw Ruth hallucinating around the time of his arrest. Now, Ruth's legal team says the digital evidence includes terabytes of data, 3,000 photos, multiple computers and tablets, 18 phones. 17 of the 18 cell phones belong to Ruth. That's in addition to travel records and lab reports.
Okay, so if he's not found guilty, it's going to be by means of insanity. He's clearly not all there. 419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got mayors from across the United States gathered in California to discuss anti-Semitism this week. Details on that meeting and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Pensacola Little Theater is thrilled to bring to you the timeless tale of A Christmas Story, December 12th through the 22nd. Join us as we follow young Ralphie Park's heartwarming and adventurous quest for a Red Ryder BB gun in 1940s Indiana. Against the backdrop of the holiday season, Ralphie faces the classic childhood challenges of bullies and family dynamics, all while holding on to his Christmas wish. Secure your tickets for this highly anticipated show either online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or by visiting the PLT box office.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We continued our conversation with David Josephs, the head of Lakeview, about what is and is not mental health. Also talked with Mayor Reeves about airport capacity, the Pallet House plan, and also the Bay Center. Did some analysis of the Congressional District 1 race with Jimmy Patronis and the others now that Jimmy's gotten the Matt Gaetz endorsement. And don't look now, but the Santa Rosa County Commission meetings are running well. I know, right? You can listen to all of those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep. The Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to Sign and Drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and Drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dinner fee. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Hey, thanks a lot for letting us ride home with you today. A couple of things I need to just do some business here with you. Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton opening a cold weather shelter tonight for homeless and heatless. Officials saying anybody wanting to stay at that shelter must arrive between 6:30 and 8:30 and can only bring a pet if it is a service animal. And today was a big day over at the city. The City of Pensacola's annual satisfaction survey is now available. Residents will be asked to comment on parking, economic development, recycling services, and other city-related issues. You can take that survey online or you can call 850-495-2666. But here's the little caveat to this one. The survey deadline is January 17th, but they don't open up the phone lines until the 6th. Of January. So you have enough. If you need the number again, just text us. We'll be more than happy to pass that along for you.
Yeah, you can text into 850-437-1620 if you have questions about what Chris was just saying or anything else for that matter. All righty, just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, our worst-looking spots are going to be Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. We do have some backups developing at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. Same with Palafox Street and Fairfield Drive. Be on the lookout for that. Then it's just going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and Highway 90, traveling westbound towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 54 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, a beautiful, clear Thursday, sunny, high of 57, low of 44.
Okay, and I'm just going to throw this out to you. In do we have tickets to the FSU? It's a Wonderful Life, is it?
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story.
Yes, we do.
Okay, what time are we going to do that?
In about 3 minutes.
Okay. Pardon. I knew you were going to do it, but I wasn't quite sure. Here I am thinking about FSU tickets and all these things that we have given away in the past.
We were doing those all season.
So I'm thinking, okay. President Biden waived sanctions on Iran just days after the election, despite ongoing threats to President-elect Trump's life. The move contradicts the Biden administration's claims that the sanctions are effective Alexandra Hoff has more from the White House.
The State Department has confirmed that on November 7th, an electricity waiver was once again renewed that allows Iran to access some $10 billion in cash from Iraq. This was first reported by the Washington Free Beacon, noting that the Biden administration is adamant that Iran can only use the funds for humanitarian needs. But Republicans have argued that such transactions only free up Iranian cash to be used elsewhere. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul writes, "The House voted to eliminate these waiver authorities twice, but the Biden administration is still waiving the sanctions, putting more money in the Iranian regime's pockets to fund its terrorist proxies and nuclear weapons program. The U.S. should not be subsidizing Iran's malign activities."
All right. Mentioned this before the break. Mayors from across the United States gathered in California to discuss anti-Semitism this week. It's been a big issue across the nation since the Israel-Hamas war broke out last year, and there were some mayors from Florida there. Fort Lauderdale's Francis Suarez says something needs to be done to stop the unprecedented rise in anti-Semitism since the October 17th attack on Israel. 61% of American Jews say that they have personally experienced anti-Semitism over the last year.
Okay, 427 News Radio 92.3. Big honors coming down here. The U.S. House of Reps on Monday passed the Pensacola and Perdido Bay's Estuary of National Significance Act. This now directs the EPA to formally designate Pensacola and Perdido Bays as estuaries of national significance. Bill passed unanimously, now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature on that one. Well, some House Republicans pushing for Daniel Penny. He's yes. The gentleman that just was acquitted in New York City to receive the Congressional Gold Medal. Well, Ryan Schmeltz on the Hill has more details.
Republican Congressman Eli Crane of Arizona says Daniel Penny's actions, quote, exemplify what it means to stand against the grain, to do right in a world that rewards moral cowardice, as he pushes a resolution to give now acquitted Marine veteran Daniel Penny the Congressional Gold Medal. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who represents New York, the state where the death of Jordan Neely occurred, responding.
We respect the jury's verdict, but we should not be celebrating what happened that day.
Jeffrey says the U.S. needs to have a more compassionate, enlightened response when dealing with mental health challenges. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty. 428 now. We'll go ahead and get these tickets out of the way. While that Ryan clip was playing there, I was trying to think of a prompt, and I think I got one. So, just to get you up to speed, we're giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of A Christmas Story. Of course, it's about the iconic, it was a play originally written, but I could be wrong. But of course, the infamous movie, Young Ralph, infamous sounds ominous.
It was a Broadway play.
Yes, okay, so it was a play, cool. Not an infamous movie, a renowned movie, there you go, about Ralphie Parker and his family growing up in the 40s back in Indiana. All right. Yeah, you'll shoot your eye out. Yeah, as you just said, Chris. All right, so here's the prompt. You can text into 850-437-1620. What is the answer to this question? Ralphie got in trouble for saying a bad word, and he got soap in his mouth.
Yes. But, changing a tire of the car, wasn't it?
Yes, he was changing it. Yeah, he was changing a tire with his dad, and he said, oh, blank. Now, don't tell me the bad word. Tell me the censor that it was. Remember, he says, only I didn't say blank. I said the word. So remember, he said a word, and we got a caller coming in, but remember, you got a text. 850-437-1620. Text in the answer to that. Once again, do not send me the bad word. Send me the word that was said in the movie, please. I don't want to have to be fishing through all of those expletives to try to get to
now
the right
answer.
Now
listen to me. Come on, let's put on your hat of common sense. You know good well we're going to get texters with the bad word.
I hope not. We already got several texts
sure we are.
Swirling in.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah, it's Christmas time, right. So cuss, kids. Come on. What are you talking about? What type of takeaway is that?
Just have a little fun here.
All right, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Fox News break coming up, followed by sports.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. FBI Director Christopher Wray has announced he'll resign at the end of President Biden's term. Fox's David Spunt reports that Wray's days were numbered.
Realistically, he had two options. Wait to be fired by President-elect Donald Trump because Trump announced Kash Patel would take over, or bow out before. He has chosen to bow out before.
President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Cash Patel to lead the bureau. New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew says reliable sources have told him the drones flying over the state are an Iranian operation launched from an Iranian mothership anchored off the East Coast. The Defense Department is rejecting the theory.
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership.
Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh also says these are not U.S. military drones and they're not adversarial. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks closed mostly higher today with technology shares particularly strong amid a continued AI rally and the growing likelihood the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates next week. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite rocketed 347 points or 1.75% to close above 20,000 for the first time ever. The S&P 500 rose 49 points. The Dow Industrials fell slightly. Google today unveiled another wave of artificial intelligence designed to tackle more of the work and thinking done by humans as it tries to stay on the technology's cutting edge while also trying to fend off regulatory threats to its empire. Google CEO Sundar Pichai predicted the latest technology contained in Gemini 2.0 will understand more about the world around you, think multiple steps ahead, and take action on your behalf with your permission. U.S. oil prices rallied sharply today, crude for January delivery surging 2.6% to settle above $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. It appears Bill Belichick will be the next head football coach at UNC. First off, shame on the Falcons for passing on Bill a year ago. And secondly, I'm surprised no NFL team called Bill recently and told him to pass on UNC. There's all the job waiting for him in a few weeks. I'm sure many will be skeptical of this move, but I'm not doubting the hoodie, and I think he'll succeed in the college level and always have the Tar Heels as a bowl-eligible team. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live bet options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Hi, this is Meg with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, wishing you, your family, and friends a holiday season full of laughter, hugs, countless blessings, and lots of love. Happy holidays!
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. If you were thinking you were listening to Cat Country 98.7, you're not.
Close enough, though.
Close, though. Some nice country music for you this afternoon. Welcome to a kind of a chilly Wednesday. Going to get pretty low tonight. Austin goes over that in just a few minutes and runs it down in terms of just how low will it go this evening. Let's talk some sports here, if you don't mind. Saturday, the college football bowl season starting up. On a couple 11 levels, Division One, and you and I were talking about this in terms of South Alabama is in action coming up against Western Michigan. That's the Crampton Bowl?
The Salute to Veterans Bowl, I believe it's called.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's on Saturday, 8 p.m. kickoff.
Yeah, man, 2-6-6 teams, you know, and this is no offense to either team involved, but typically the earlier your bowl game is, especially when you're the first bowl game of the FBS bowl season, when you do that, that distinction is not necessarily a flattering one because it is typically a rather forgettable bowl. But hey, salute to Veterans Bowl, same day as Army-Navy, two bowl-eligible teams, and one of them's in the relatively local Mobile. I've got USA winning because their offense has looked better, and I think the last month has treated them better than it has Western Michigan.
Okay, really, while no teams from Florida are in the playoffs, there are a couple of Florida teams, University of Florida and Miami, will be in bowl
games. They got some
good
matchups.
Yeah, they do. Gators playing in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl, December 20th over in Tampa, and the Hurricanes play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl on the 28th, both games in Central Florida. The Pop-Tarts is in Orlando, played over there. There are, get this, 16 local players whose team will be taking the field at least one more time this season. It all leads to the college football playoff national championship game on Jan 20.
Yes, and Florida's playing Tulane, and Miami's playing a ranked Iowa State. And, you know, typically when we hear some of these more prominent bowl games, such as the top 20 matchup between the Hurricanes and Cyclones, which I think is a fitting matchup by mascot alone, you find yourself in a position where you kind of roll your eyes. You're like, oh, man, these players are going to opt out, and this game's going to mean nothing compared to what these teams were in the regular season. However, I will say Cam Ward, quarterback from Miami, based on some of the stuff that he was saying on social media, it does seem like he is not only going to play in this game, but he's eager to do so. So hopefully those two teams can give us a pretty meaningful game in what most people would call a meaningless bowl.
That Tulane-Florida game is going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to be a really good game.
And that's the thing. I don't know how opt-outs would affect that one, but Florida's rolling right now. However, they've still had an imperfect season, 7-5. Tulane, they're sitting around. They've taken some beatings. They lost to Memphis by 10. They got beat up by Army in the AAC title game. But I don't know. You never know what you're going to see in the bowls. We thought that Tulane was going to lose to USC a couple years ago in the Cotton Bowl, and it didn't happen.
Okay, while we're talking about break-ins, let me kind of go to another type of break-in we're talking about. Well, it happened at, of course, Joe Burrow's home in Ohio while he was playing ball down in Texas. Fox's Garrett Tini has more from Chicago.
Joe Burrow being out of town and playing on national TV. Right as he is taking the field Monday night, police in Cincinnati got a 911 call that Burrow's $7 million mansion was broken into. According to a police report, a woman who works for Burrow found one of the bedroom windows on the first floor was shattered and that the room had been ransacked. An officer from the sheriff's office was working security outside Burrow's house when those 911 calls came in, but investigators believe the break-in happened earlier, sometime between 2:30 and 8 p.m. when no one was home. At this point, it's not clear what all was taken or how many people were involved, but in the past few months, the homes of Kansas City Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were also broken into, along with several other players in both the NFL and NBA.
We broke that news yesterday while ABC was talking about it late last night. And it's upsetting to think that, okay, this isn't something that was just a quick little fad. Now it's snowballing into something bigger because yet another prominent player is taking a hit.
You know, I'm surprised it has not happened before because you know where the players are.
I do have to agree with that.
Things like that, it was just a matter of time, I guess.
I suppose so. I do want to say, did have a texter drop in asking who won the tickets. Thank you for reminding me, sir or madam. Yes, Karen from Pensacola won the tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of A Christmas Story. The answer, of course, fudge.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, fudge. And then only I didn't say fudge. I said the word blah, blah, blah. Right. Okay.
Did we get any texters doing the four-letter word?
Luckily, no, we didn't.
Good for you.
Yes. Thank you for showing restraint.
Morality rules.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you're like, oh, man, I really wanted to win. Well, don't worry. We do have a pair of tickets next hour for something else.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, Christmas on the Coast by Pensacola's Children's Chorus. I've got a simple prompt for that
as
well.
That's a nice event.
So we will be giving those tickets away around 5:30 next hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, 4:42. You know, drones are getting a lot of attention in the news cycle today. Mysterious drones, of course, being spotted by residents over New Jersey. They're really basically freaking out. And now they want those lawmakers representing that area in the Garden State to kind of divulge who in the heck is doing all this.
Understandable concern.
They want a big investigation to take place.
A shocking claim today from Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey. He thinks that Iran may be behind these drones that are swarming over the state of New Jersey as well as New York. The FBI couldn't confirm that. They sent us back to Van Drew's office. But the U.S. Northern Command did give Fox News a statement that reads in part, quote, U.S. Northern Command conducted a deliberate analysis of the events in consultation with other military organizations and interagency partners. And at this time, we have not been requested to assist with these events. Van Drew called this a clear and present danger, not only for New Jersey residents, but specifically President-elect Donald Trump. Trump's Bedminster Golf Club is close to where the drones have been spotted. And of course, the Iranian regime has made several efforts to assassinate Trump.
You know, and you and I have discussed, we kind of brought into the fold here about the balloon incident when the balloon came across. I felt so good today because Fox did a great piece on that balloon incident. I knew we were talking about that on Tuesday.
There are some parallels.
Well, as they said, it just didn't make any sense. The balloon flies into our territory. They take all the pictures they want. Then we shoot it down in the Atlantic. Okay. But here's where I'm going with this drone story because there's another interesting but very serious and scary situation unfolding. A Chinese national was charged with illegally flying a drone over Vandenberg Space Force Base in California on the same day as a sensitive rocket launch. Claudia Cohen has more from Vandenberg.
39-year-old Yin Piao Zhou is accused of using a drone equipped with detection avoidance software to take aerial photographs of Vandenberg Space Force Base in Santa Barbara County on November 30th. According to a federal criminal complaint, on that same day, November 30th, a sensitive payload developed for the National Reconnaissance Office had been launched to orbit by a space contractor. Now, that contractor, SpaceX, has launched several spy satellites from Vandenberg, all without incident. At this point, Joe just faces charges of misusing a drone and violating national defense space. But the real concern is what he may have been up to.
That's a very fair question. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and continuing westbound towards Glover Lane. Highway 29 been giving us a lot of trouble as well if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile. And the last major spot at this time is I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 54 degrees, have a low of 38 tonight. And as we get into tomorrow, going to be a beautiful, sunny, clear day, high of 57, low of 44.
You know, I want to kind of work in that wind chill factor tonight if we can. 38 degrees, because that wind is going to be really breezy.
Right.
So I'll look into that and see what we can actually come up with a realistic temperature, a feel-like temperature tonight that we can expect. AAA projecting a lot of travelers this Christmas holiday. Get these numbers, Austin. Almost 120 million from Saturday, December 21st to Wednesday, January 1st. 107 million are expected to be on the roads, 7.8 million in the air, 4.4 million on trains, buses, cruises, and other transportation. Best time to drive is on Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
Don't doubt
it. Worst time to drive is the weekend before Christmas Day, December 21st through 22nd, and New Year's Day being busy. And, you know, we talked about the cold, because you like chilly weather.
Yes, I do.
Very much of a fan here. AAA, and well, I'm kind of tagging onto the story here, they also did a kind of an informal survey. This is interesting. You ready? According to AAA, what people want this Christmas is, you ready? Warm weather, theme parks, beaches, and cruise ports.
That sounds terrible.
Sounds like they've been tapped into Visit Florida or something.
Or ways to upset Austin.
Well, let me give you some numbers here. Well, let me just pass it on. Here's the top 10 holiday season destinations for 2024.
Yeah.
Drum roll, please. Thank you very much. The first three, by the way, in Florida.
Really?
Orlando, yeah. Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Then Anaheim, Los Angeles gets in the way. Tampa, Las Vegas, Honolulu, Charleston, South Carolina, New Orleans, and New York City. But I don't think I believe this survey very much.
Why would you want to go somewhere? Like, listen, if you live in a snowy area or a very cold area that's typically pretty moderate and the winters can be unforgiving, okay, maybe then I get it. But we always hear about global warming and we always hear about people dealing with warmer temperatures, especially in places like this. Why would you like that? Why would you prefer that?
Well, let me tell you, I did a lot of cruising this time of year, Thanksgiving or Christmas time. Mm. And I would listen to a lot of the passengers on those ships. They were from like Ohio, Wisconsin, things.
Colder places.
They were so glad to be out of there.
Yeah.
They were just absolutely just salivating over the warm temperatures and just the conditions and, you know, things to do. So there is a variable and there is a section. We're spoiled, period. Come on. Just go ahead and admit it.
Sure.
We're spoiled because of the climate. But, you know, if you lived up in Ohio or Erie, Pennsylvania right now, we're looking at all this this lake effect snow
areas.
And things like that. I can imagine those people would probably say, I want some warm temperature right about now.
Right. Maybe, who knows? Honestly, I could be ignorant.
No,
because
no, you're perfectly taken. I mean, your point's taken.
Yeah. I mean, because it could be an ignorance thing with because I haven't experienced like true snowfall.
Right.
And if you deal with that, as you said, especially lake effect snow, I'm sure it is a pain.
I living in Colorado, after a while, it's not so pretty anymore. You know?
Yeah, it's not magical. It's just a chore.
You have to go out there and do those sidewalks and scrape your windshield. And all.
Right.
You learn to say a couple of four-letter words every now and then.
like fudge.
Yeah, fudge.
Quote, unquote.
Well, that's five letters, but that's okay.
Close enough. All righty. 4:49 here. We always try to get you your stock numbers around this time every hour. Wall Street closing mixed after Wednesday's inflation report met analysts' expectations. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 99 points to 44,148. The S&P 500 gained 49 points to 60,84. And the NASDAQ rose 347 points to 2034.
Okay, sad story. A staple in downtown Pensacola is shutting its doors. The Aragon Cafe on 9th Avenue is going to be closing after 7 years in business. The owners just say, man, the economic challenges have been brutal.
So I think people are just saying they're just not spending money like they used to. So honestly, I think that's what's done it. But the last 3 months have been probably the worst 3 months we've had for, I mean, in business in a couple of years.
That's GM Corey Earns saying people just aren't spending money due to the state of the economy. Aragon has been open, by the way, since 2017 and will shut their doors for the final time Sunday night.
All righty, 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we were talking about traveling as a person during these holiday seasons, but not as a package. The deadlines are fast approaching to get holiday cards and packages in the mail in time for Christmas. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. They're listening, Austin.
Indeed.
I get it from my political partner in crime, Barbara Mayall, texts me and says, tell Austin that fudge has five letters in it.
Thanks, man. Ma'am. Appreciate it.
I'm just jazzing with you here. That's I think it's funny though. Thank you, Barbara, for listening.
Yeah. You no, appreciate I appreciate the attentiveness. I do.
Scary, isn't it?
Yes.
Better watch what you
somewhat
say.
Somewhat intimidating.
Okay, listen. This is scary, and it's also very disturbing. Another lawmaker has been attacked. A man is facing charges accused of attacking Congresswoman Nancy Mace near her Capitol Hill office. Fox's Eben Brown has the story.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina posts on her X account that she needed ice and a wrist brace after being, in her words, accosted by a pro-trans man inside the Rayburn House office building Tuesday evening. Capitol Police say they arrested a man for assaulting a government official. That suspect is identified as 33-year-old James McIntyre of Illinois. Congresswoman Mace has drawn controversy recently for insisting people inside the Capitol use restrooms corresponding to biological gender, an issue sparked by the arrival of newly elected Congressmember Sarah McBride of Delaware, a transgender woman. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:55 on the dot as I speak. That means we are just in time for our one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on the Var Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, but then another wave of congestion is going to hit you if you continue westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. Do have some problems on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And then just a couple more spots beyond that. Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. As for the weather, 54 degrees, low of 38 tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow going to be another sunny, beautiful day, mostly clear, high of 57, low of 44.
News Radio 92.3, a little bit of state business to talk about here. Navarre State Rep Joel Rudman filed a bill that would allow Floridians to openly carry firearms. This is House Bill 31, seeks to repeal a red flag law that allows authorities to take guns from people found to pose a significant danger to themselves or others. Floridians can carry concealed weapons, but lawmakers have stopped short of allowing people to openly carry those firearms. So that's something to consider. And, you know, when we're talking about openly carrying firearms, what comes to mind? The old a holster on your side there in the westerns and things like that.
Right.
Well, the end of the Dutton saga is fast approaching. Fox's Michelle Polino has details on the last episode of Yellowstone.
The final installment of Yellowstone airs this Sunday with writer and creator of the series, Taylor Sheridan, at the helm, directing the sixth and final installment, which is being described as a special event at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Paramount Network. It will run an hour and 26 minutes. Titled A Life of Promise, the logline of the Sheridan-penned ending reads, "The fate of the Yellowstone Dutton Ranch is revealed." Sheridan, who writes all episodes in the series, directed the entire first season of Yellowstone, which launched in 2018. Since then, he has directed many episodes within a stable of Sheridan-verse series for Paramount+. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
That big cutout over in the hallway over there with the Yellowstone cast, I know, scares the heck out of me.
That's the thing. I did know that. I did know that those characters, that for whatever reason, we have cardboard cutouts for.
Beautiful characters, life-size characters standing in the hallway.
Yes, we have a meeting next Tuesday. Might have to ask about that. But either way, yeah, I did know that they were from Yellowstone, but I haven't seen it. So yeah, it's good to know that I haven't missed my shot just yet.
Okay, as the race for District 1 congressional seat now moving into 2025, we now know who former Congressman Matt Gaetz is watching. He posted this message on his X page yesterday.
It looks like there's going to be really a lot of talent in that race. Here's what I just wanted to share as an observation. Jimmy Patronis just resigned as the chief financial officer of the state to come and seek this position. And this should validate the people of Florida's 1st District. Here's why. This guy was a statewide elected official.
Yes.
Okay, he's moving on, by the way, to become a talk show host. He's going to be a good one. He'll be on the OAN News Network starting next month. I'm going to watch him.
I mean, yeah.
I like Matt. I like and his daddy, Don. I mean, they're good people.
Might as well see what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Hinted at this before the break. Deadline's fast approaching to get holiday cards and packages in the mail in time for Christmas. The deadline to send first-class mail or to use USPS Ground Advantage is December 18th. Priority mail should go out by December 19th, and Priority Mail Express items should be sent by December 21st.
Okay, if you were stuck downtown today, midday, a little bit after 12:15 or so, power went out. I mean,
yes.
It went out. Traffic lights, even railroad crossings were out. It was a messed up situation for about 800 people and businesses in that area. I was down on Balin Street when it happened earlier today. And it came back on, I think they were saying, about 3 o'clock or something like that this afternoon. So, yeah, the power was off in downtown Pensacola, but it's back on and everything is just real nice and cozy now.
All right, and we have the FTC sending out refund payments to more than 620,000 Epic Games customers and Fortnite players tricked into making unwanted purchases. Chris, you and I touched on this earlier this week, and we'll actually get some more details on it. Coming up in about 12 minutes, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, WEAR's top of our news segment coming up.
That's what I like here. advancing the stories for the people.
Yeah.
Dependable traffic on the fives. Weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.